Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is your alternative talk station, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.
Welcome to Crustbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile. We are coming to you live to bring you stories of people like you and me who are busting through to their unlimited possibilities. Right about now, you may be asking, what is crust? Crust is what keeps you stuck. It is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living life full out. Yes, you have just stepped into the crust-free zone with me, Dr. Pat, and the amazing...
producer Benny Mathers.
And Linda in the green room.
The amazing Linda. Star.
Fabulous.
Superstar.
That's who you are.
That's right. Hey, how was your weekend?
Hey! What a great weekend this was.
Yeah?
It was.
Good.
Now, why was it? Well, there were a lot of things going on. But you know what? It's just like I have had just incredible demonstrations. And we have Sue Storm on today. We're going to call her at 5 after the hour and get this thing going.
Find your angels.
Find your angels.
Listen
and
to
the
them.
Theme. We have a theme for today, and it is prosperity.
Ooh.
It is prosperity. And I'm going to share a demonstration that I've had. And I know I've got some listeners that have also had demonstrations because you've been emailing me about them. And what is a demonstration? A demonstration is... when you have done a prayer or an exercise or something to bring in that which you want manifested in this life. And so we've been talking about different kinds of demonstrations. Kathy from Arkansas had a demonstration around the workshop that she attended, I believe, last weekend. And other people, Marlene, from what I understand, has sent her professional statement off to her doctoral committee. And I have had a financial demonstration, which I'll share. But right now, let's take a moment and do this. Drum roll, please.
Oh, would you like it now?
Yeah.
And there it is.
We pick an angel card each and every day. And on Friday, we have, well, I guess you'd call it a quiz, but a question, a statement, or comment. And you can call in. And you call in our fabulous toll-free number, West of the Cascades. But you can call in on Friday. And if you answer correctly, you will get a deck of cards or a copy of the book. And so
whichever
you choose, because mm-hmm. this is about choice.
That's right.
Benny, have we pulled a card?
We've pulled a card.
What is it?
It's faith.
Oh, that's so good. I love that card. Okay.
Strong, pronounced word of faith.
All right. What does it mean?
The unshakable knowing of the heart when nothing makes sense to the mind. Optimism is an expression of faith in action.
Mm.
One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Faith. The unshakable knowing of the heart when nothing makes sense to the mind. Optimism is an expression of faith in action.
I got faith.
I believe in it.
You know that George Michael's Faith song?
I might have that.
Yeah, I think you do because you were playing him last week.
Might happen to break this out.
Do you have like the best of GM?
Maybe.
I bet you do, Benny. I bet you've got it.
I can't help it.
I bet you have that song. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come right back with Sue Storm. And we're going to get right on this prosperity thing. The angels have already, they've talked to her. I've talked to her today already. And they are like all over this prosperity thing. They are all over it. This is your day to call in at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free 1-888-298-5569, which also is 1-888-298-KKNW. We'll be right back.
Sure. But that. bag on the floor. Ooh. I can't sing worth a darn. But
wait, let's hear the tagline for that.
Oh, we're still
here. We go. You ready?
Here it comes.
Cause I gotta have faith.
And that
we
is
got
our angel
the faith. We have Sue Storm too. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you.
And today's theme is prosperity.
You bet.
Because the angels are talking to you about it, and I know they're talking to me.
Is that going to be the subject of our angel meeting today?
It is the subject of our angel meeting today. Now, good. Let's give out the number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569, 1-888-298-5569. We're talking about prosperity. You need some support around that. If you have, you want to have a conversation and hear what the angels are saying to you about that, if you have not received your angels yet, this is the place to come to talk about it. I want to talk about prosperity a little bit. Let's give the folks a definition about this. When we talk about prosperity, I pull out my old faithful, my Catherine Ponder book, because here's what my buddy Catherine says about it. You are prosperous to the degree that you are experiencing peace, health, and plenty in your world. Remember, Sue Storm? Plenty, plenty, plenty.
You got it.
All right, so I have been, and Benny has been, doing dollar signs, and we have been taking, you know, hold the exercise with our left hand at your throat and the right hand turning in clockwise position.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you a story real quick because we have a caller, but I will tell you this.
Okay.
This stuff works.
Oh, God. I'm so excited.
Here's the deal. I am in the middle, I'm in the process of rewriting my book, and the rewrite costs money.
Okay.
All right. As does having the show on the air. But I want to say this. Out of nowhere, out of the kindness of someone's heart, someone who believes in crust busting so much, that they have put up $12,000 to rewrite my book.
Oh, I got chills. Is that wonderful?
I'm telling you, no strings attached.
Oh, is that wonderful. I've been working with the angels for so many years, and I still get so excited when this stuff kind of things happens.
It's an amazing thing. And, you know, the hardest part for me was accepting it.
But I hope you did.
I did, Sue, because I heard your voice.
Oh, God.
I heard your voice. All righty. Now, we're going to be continuing to share stories like this because, the doors have now opened here. And so the stuff just keeps coming in. Right, Benny?
Absolutely.
We're, like, all over it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first caller.
Is this Mary?
This is Mary.
Hello,
Hi,
Mary. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Have you had your angels from Sue yet?
I have not, and I've been listening for weeks, and so I would love to have my angels.
Long time listener, first time caller.
All righty then.
All right, we're excited too. Okay, well the first one I hear is Bettina, Bettina, who's the angel of creativity. And they tell me you're very creative, heart, mind, and soul. You just are always in your mind creating things, and you love color. Is that true?
I've lost what?
Color.
Yes. But I'm starting
color.
To sense it again.
Yes, wonderful. And then your archangel is Uriel, and that's U-R-I-E-L, who inspires spirituality, enlightenment, and that's also your money angel because he encourages prosperity, and that's the theme of our show today is prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you have another prosperity angel. You have Timothy, who is the angel of good fortune.
I need some of that.
You have good fortune, you have prosperity, you have spirituality, you have creativity. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Well, you could have relationship and love would be the other one.
Okay, good. Well, do you have a particular situation you want me to address?
Well, I just a lot of transition and finding that companionship and long-term relationship probably the most important thing to me.
Okay. Well, Terina, capital T-E-R-I-N-A. Is the angel of attraction.
Mm.
He helps you find your soulmate and brings you support and romance.
Wow.
Okay. So embrace that angel.
So how do I talk to Tarina?
Actually, just like she was standing right next to you and she was your friend, just like you're talking to me, you would say, Tarina, I really want to bring someone into my life that I can share my life with. I want to find my soulmate. Go out and help me do that. Something like that. Just kind of give her a little mission and mm-hmm. she'll bring it to you.
And you know, Sue, that is so, let me just say this, Mary, and to our listeners, do not be shy or hesitate in asking your angels for exactly what you want, because that stuff that gets in between you actually saying what you want is crust. And the angels want to know very specifically, right, Sue? Because this is what they've been saying to me.
Yes.
Don't let me guess. Tell me what you want. Would you like to have your book paid for? Okay, tell us that. Isn't that right, Sue?
Absolutely right. And the more specific, the more they can be exact. If you're looking for a new car, you don't want a jalopy. So tell them the model, tell them the make, tell them what you want, and be sure and list the color. You know, I mean, and just talk to them. Again, this is not difficult. What I have found from the angels is that life is not hard.
Nope.
It's not difficult.
Nope.
And it's just a matter of knowing that they're there and letting them support you.
Mm-hmm.
Sue, so a few weeks ago you were mentioning, or one of you was mentioning a book of yours that was about healing, letting go. What was the name of that book?
Okay, it's the Angel First Aid book. The one about healing and letting go is Angel First Aid RX, or Prescription for Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second book is Angel First Aid, Prescription for Success.
What's your number, 1-800 number, Sue, so folks can get a hold of you?
Certainly. It's 800-323-1790 to talk to me personally, get the name of their angels, and get the copies of the book. And my website, if they'd like to check it out a little bit and find out about the book, is theangellady.net.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to invite you to the show any point in time, because I want to follow where you go with this.
Thank you. I will. I'll take you up on that. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Great.
Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Thing here for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. The definition in Webster's Dictionary, or the definition of prosperous,
yes,
is eager and vigorous growth.
Oh,
isn't
yes.
that interesting? Because when I first started out as a prosperity consultant, mm-hmm. before I realized the angels were giving me the advice, I would help people grow emotionally, mm-hmm. spiritually, and that helped their prosperity.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love the speeding up molecule thing.
I like that too.
I love that you've said that, because I have cranked it up. Now like I'm trying to keep up with it now.
Oh,
we have another caller. Let's speak to Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Are you there?
Yeah.
Good
Pleased
morning to,
meet you. To
you. Have you received your angels from Sue yet?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Let's do
oh,
it.
Good. All right, here we go. You have Nancy, who's the angel of productivity, being productive, getting things done. She says that you're a good organizer, but you still can use some improvement. So that's what she's going to help you with. And also you have Blake, who's the angel of comfort. And that's like ease and peace of mind. And there'll be a lot more comfort in your life when you get that prosperity going and get your organization working well. Also,
uh-huh.
your archangel is Raphael, and that's the angel that is an archangel that accelerates healing and compassion. And they tell me you're a very warm soul and very loving, and more is coming to you. There feels like there's a gap between where you are and where you want to go, but that you're going to fill that gap.
Oh, that's good.
How does that sound to you? Do you resonate with that?
She's definitely right where she says I feel like there's a gap.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause right now I feel like I'm not sure where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
at this point. And it's like, where am I going?
Well, this sounds like a gift certificate.
Okay. It sounds like a gift certificate to me, because you know what? You got to know what to ask for. So,
right.
Yeah. Stay on the line, Debbie, and Linda will take this information from you. Right, Linda?
And then we'll give you a gift certificate that'll entitle you to a session with me, and we can see if we can give you some direction. Okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
You get some insight from Sue, and you are manifesting at a pace that you are not going to imagine.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, please stay on the line, and thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was very nice.
Oh, awesome. Oh,
very nice, very nice.
Just great. Now, we have Kat on the line.
We do. Let's go to Kat.
Hi, Kat. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, I think you've received your angels from Sue, right?
I did, and I have a kind of a question. I wonder if that's possible.
Yeah.
Sure. It's not necessarily prosperity, but it's just, I was just wondering what my angels have to say about this relationship I have with Bruce.
Bruce?
Uh-huh. Bruce Greenfield?
You know what? It feels like it's slowing down. It feels like it's dragging its feet. When you started talking about it, it just kind of like was a pulling motion. Does that sound like it fits?
I think so.
I don't see it. It needs something to spark it up. Mm-hmm. And if that spark mm-hmm. doesn't come from someplace, mm-hmm. it's not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. And maybe you need to just talk about it or get some ideas.
Well, the question, Sue, that I guess came to me just here intuitively, must be an angel talking, is what would you like in the relationship?
Well, I don't know. I'm really confused about it. I don't know if this is my soulmate or not. I have such a strong pull,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what it is that I, if I'm trying to protect myself and for some reason or...
Mm. Boy, you're getting a lot of information.
As you're pulling forward, though, you know, with this pull, is he pulling back?
I don't know.
It feels like that's what's happening. That's what's slowing it down. The more you move forward, the more he moves back.
Oh, I would think that it would be going the other way.
That he's moving forward?
Yeah, and that I would be pulling back.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah,
I can feel
maybe
it, too.
It changes. It could change. It could be one time it's this way and the other time it's that way, but it doesn't feel like it's a steady flow.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give, is it Kat, her name?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give her a gift certificate, too, and we'll see if we can't do something to help set her mind straight on this.
Yeah, because in the dance, don't we want to be kind of taking the same steps here?
You bet.
All right. Well, Kat, stay on the line. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Thank you.
Excellent. Wow. Wow, we have Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
Hi, Sue. This is Megan, and I wanted to call you because I've been listening for quite a few weeks now since you've been on, and I just love what you have to say.
Oh,
and I feel like I'm not sure which angel it is that's been kind of touching me down the side of my head with their feather, with their wings.
Mm.
I feel this feeling. Every time I feel it, I think, oh, one of the angels is touching me.
Well, I'll tell you which one it is, and then I've got to tell you a little story.
Okay.
Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love.
Could you speak up just a tiny bit?
T-A-R-A.
Okay.
Is the angel of love.
Oh.
And that's the angel that's doing it. And it's very interesting because whenever I say to the angels, give someone a sign that you're there, they always say that they're going to do something like a feather along the side of their face.
Oh, I've been getting it for the last 4 days.
So you definitely have an angel sign.
That's
really neat.
Mm. Oh, it's so neat. And I thought, oh, I got a call. And I went, sat down. It was busy. And I came back. I said, I got to find out today.
Oh, that's good. Wonderful. Now, is this? Do you set some time aside to talk to your angels?
Oh, I try to every day.
Yeah.
And I know, I feel like there's more than one.
Yeah.
Oh, we never gave her the name.
No.
Let's do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, the first one I hear is Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A,
uh-huh.
who's the angel of divine grace.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of grace within you, they tell me. You're very spiritual and very connected. And your other one is William, who's the angel of peace.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of blessings of love, joy, and harmony that come with having William in your life.
Uh-huh.
And then your archangel is Gabriel, who works with messages and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that you have a very bright message, whatever that means, that you have thoughts that if you could express them, would be just beautiful to the people listening.
Oh, that's so neat. Because sometimes, like I feel I need to say something, but sometimes just getting it out.
Mm.
Sometimes, but that's really neat.
Yeah. Boy, you're doing a great job getting it out here on the show. You're really, you know, I'm like really feeling you, feeling the energy of you. Wow.
I'll tell you, I'm getting extra help by the angels, that's
yes.
for sure.
Don't you love it?
I love it.
Well, thank you
I
so much
it.
For calling into the show.
Thanks a lot, and I'll go continue to listen.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
Take care. Thanks again.
Okay. All righty, then. We have Diane with us.
All right.
All right. Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you had your angels from Sue yet?
I haven't.
Wow.
Okay.
This
here
is
we
great.
Go.
All right.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Do you like to write?
I don't.
Well, maybe you better start.
Because writing.
You have Rita, who's the angel of writing. And she says that there's something that you have that's very provocative that you've been thinking about, and you should start writing about it, is what she's telling me.
Okay.
And then you also have Robert, who's the angel of balance, peace of mind, equilibrium, stability. And definitely that angel has played a part in your life or a role in your life. And Archangel Michael, who's the top archangel, and he works with guidance and protection and divine justice. And they tell me you have a question that you've been wondering about. Do you want to share it with us?
Well, the question I have has to do with coming into a new phase of my life. Either adventure or direction, and I also had a question about how I might participate better in my prosperity. So today's show really did appeal to me.
Mm. Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, your particular prosperity comes when you do something that you really enjoy. And so if you have a hobby or something you're good at or talented at, be sure and use that towards your prosperity. That's what they're telling me. And maybe this writing has something to do with it, because that was an unusual thing to come up.
It was very unusual. I really hardly ever write.
Okay, well, start.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because, and I want to share this, you know, people hear me talk about my book, and I just talked about, you know, someone funding it. But I have to tell you, Diane, that I have gone through a 330-page dissertation and now a 330-page book. And I do not like to write. And so what I want to say about that is, you know, from my experience, is there's an idea. And what has stopped me in my past from writing was this notion that I don't like to write and that I have to do it all and that I have to do it in a certain way. And what I found out in putting this book together was that I didn't have to write it based on my view of what writing looked like. I could tape my thoughts into a tape recorder, or I could create outlines, or I could create drawings. And there are people out there that can take that information and translate that. But I think what Sue is saying is very interesting, because it's an idea. I had the idea of crust busting for 7 years, but couldn't put it on paper until a year ago, because I don't like to write.
Can I interject something here?
Sure.
I don't like to write either. And finally, my assistant said to me one day, we're going to write just a pamphlet. Let's just do a pamphlet. And then, of course, it turned into a book. But I did the same thing. I dictated. I did it into a dictaphone type thing, told people what I had in my ideas. And I don't like to write either.
Mm-hmm. I think the point, Sue, that you're making is, Diane, there's some idea there. There's some gift that's just sitting there waiting to come out in some form, and it happens to be in writing. And one of the things that I love about this is, you know, I go back to Catherine Ponder a lot, and she says you don't have to write a book. Just write your thought, which is kind of interesting.
Very.
And the other thing that they're saying to you, which will help your prosperity, believe it or not, is moving your chi, moving your energy, getting things to flow.
Oh.
And this is actually for all the listeners. But for you in particular, they're saying that either dancing or singing or music makes your energy flow, and that'll help your prosperity.
Right.
So listen to music, even if you just kind of move a little bit, dance around, that's going to help you.
Is there, and this is an interesting question because I think Sue and I get, is there a specific question you'd like to ask Sue about? Something specific that you'd like to know about?
Well, I think specifically, I'd like to know if there's something I specifically can do to help move things forward, and you've just given me two things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the third would be the molecules. You just ask that the molecules move faster.
Yeah.
I could repeat that because
yes.
I don't know if you heard that on the show, but mm-hmm. at one point I went up to the angelic realm and I said, what creates miracles? How do you create miracles? And the answer I got was that the molecules move faster. So just ask that they move faster for you.
That makes total sense.
Okay.
And there are so many, I could tell you, Diane, that we have had multiple demonstrations on that. When Sue said that on the show several weeks ago, one of our listeners down in California went out to her mailbox shortly after the show, and there was a check in the mail because that's what she was talking about in terms of having the molecules around a payment made to her. And she walked out, and there it was. So there are a few things that you can absolutely do,
yeah.
and at the same time, we haven't covered them all, have we, Sue?
Oh, there's a whole book full. There's two books full, really. And the Miracles book has a whole chapter on money and prosperity, mm-hmm. and the other book is just filled with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's so much prosperity in my life in general, and yet there's just one certain aspect of personal circulation that just feels like it could use some real shaking up and opening up and movement in. So
why don't we give her a gift certificate, too? We've got her going a little bit, but let's get her in some real fine-tuned direction.
Yeah, let's get rid of the big chunk. Let's knock
okay.
that out. Diane, why don't you stay on the line? Because Linda will collect some information and then including your phone number, because what Sue does is she actually doesn't wait for these gift certificates to pop up. She calls people, and we get this stuff going right away. How does that sound?
Well, thank you. There's some prosperity immediately right there.
Yes,
oh, good.
There is.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye, you too.
Okay.
Shall we take a break?
Hey,
let's do it.
You're in charge.
I try my best.
All right. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and
producer Benny Mathers,
and my special guest, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll be right back. The number to call, and we have a line open.
Yes, we do.
425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. We have a line open. We have Julie. Julie, hold on. We'll be right back. And Kathy, I know you're listening and have a question through the internet, and I will. We will make sure that we get all of these. We just abundance here today.
You gotta love it.
I'm loving it. We'll be right back.
'Cause I gotta have faith. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Baby.
Oh, Georgie. Which actually trying to contact him for the show.
Mr. Michael himself?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We're getting all the celebs.
You know why? Because Linda, it's her fave. George
this
Michael.
Is true.
And she's like, you
this
know, forever since I've known her. She's
well, the celebrity list is long and distinguishing. I mean, Sue Storm is right at the top. I mean, that is, she's tough. You can't knock her down from this pedestal.
I'm not. Uh-uh. What I realized, though, is I haven't been addressing Linda's needs. And she's been here helping me. And, you know, we had a conversation. Who do you like, Linda? Who calls to you? So.
There you go.
It's all part of the prosperity.
It's all good, baby.
All right. Hi, Sue.
Oh, no, she's still there.
Are you still
I was
there?
Just bringing on Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Hi there.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a first-time listener, but I got to say it's a pretty fascinating show.
Well, thank you. Now, so you haven't received your angels from Sue, have you?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
I'd love to.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Julie, here we go. Well, the first one I hear is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength. And what the angels say is, you are just like the rock of Gibraltar. You are the strength for everyone around you. And you feel like sometimes all that weight is on your shoulders. Is that correct?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it's more than a little bit.
Pretty much. Everybody comes to me.
If they have a problem, they can call you, and you'll be there, and you'll have a solution and an answer. Barry is definitely an angel that's with you. Hmm. And then the other angel I hear is Serena, who's the best guardian angel to have. And Serena is the angel of children and nurturing and a protection. Do you do anything with children?
I do. I am a nurse, and I do take care of children in home care.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Okay. And then Gabriel is your archangel, and that's messages, communication. And also, they tell me that you communicate through your hands, through your heart, through your eyes, and just a lovely soul.
Thank you. Yeah, I do use my hands a lot, and I use my intuition when I'm with my patients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Now, tell me a little bit. This is Dr. Pat. Tell me a little bit about this this stuff going on with, everybody coming to you. How are you doing with that? Are you carving out some time for yourself?
I don't think I carve enough time out for myself.
Okay.
I'm periodically will get overwhelmed.
Okay.
But I can't say no. These people need my help, and through my gifts or whatever, I always seem to know what to tell them.
You know what, Julie? Serena, if you're just even needing a quick break, if you're on call or you're with a patient and you just need a quick break, just ask Serena to put her wings around you. Just say, Serena, hold me. Put your wings around me.
Mm.
Or if you need her to help you with a patient, do that. Have her put her wings around the patient. You'd be surprised how that works.
Wow. That would be great help for me.
That you never thought
I know
of
that I'm positive angels have been with me in my other line of work, too, which is as a paramedic.
Oh, great.
And I've had some pretty amazing things, and people that have been on scene with us but disappear after the danger is gone.
Ooh, I got chills.
Yeah, I did too.
It's pretty amazing. I know there are angels out there.
Like
I did have a
angels?
Question, though.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it can be for both of you, I think, because reading your website, Pat, you may have some answers, too. Is it possible to block your prosperity because you feel unworthy or you're having negative thoughts?
Oh, right on with that. I'm telling you that I was so blocked that you couldn't get it in here. Sue, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your past, carrying around all the garbage from your past, what your parents said, what they did, what they held for you. I mean, it just all blocks your prosperity.
Mm-hmm. And, what I want to say about that is, I don't know, have you heard me talk about the Post-it exercise on the show?
No, I haven't. I'm a first-time listener.
Well, let me give you...
Found you online and started listening.
And let me just say this to you. I'm going to give this solution to everybody listening today because this is huge around prosperity. I mean, it works for a whole bunch of other things, but... I have found this extremely effective. You know, we get these negative things that seep in. They've had a place, hovering around us for a long time. Now we're saying we don't really want you anymore. You no longer serve me. And so what I'd like you to do is each and every time that you get a hit, which is something that fills the void of I can't, I shouldn't, any of that, you take a Post-it pad. And you write down that thought. And let's say, for example, you have the thought, I'll never be able to earn the money I want. You write that down on the Post-it. You crumble it up. You throw it in a garbage, anything. I call it a crust bucket. And you say, this is not the truth of me. Countdown, Benny.
Uh-oh.
You say, this is not the truth of me. Now, here's what I mean by countdown. Because, Sue, we do this. We're going to do two countdowns. We're going to do... On a count of 3, 2, 1, what we say 3 times, everybody out there does this, and believe me, I feel it. You say, this is not the truth of me. Not one negative thought that I have is the truth of me. This is not the truth of me. Benny will do the countdown, and then I'd like you to repeat this 3 times with us. Can you do that, Julie?
I sure can.
And then right after that, we will do a countdown for plenty, because what we're doing is we're holding back what I call the crust ball. We're saying, You don't live here anymore.
You're out of here.
You're out of here.
Get out of here.
All right, Benny.
All right. This is not the truth of me.
This is not the truth of me. Ready?
All right. On three. One, two, three.
This is not the truth of me.
This is not the truth of me.
This is not the truth of me.
And what is the truth? On a count of three.
What is truth or plenty?
Plenty.
Okay,
see,
all right, here
too.
We go. Okay,
ready?
All right, we're going to do our plenty, plenty, plenty.
You got
it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Plenty.
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 Plenty. Plenty. All right. Ooh, that felt
that's
good.
Hot mama.
I have one more that's in the Angel First Aid book that I love.
Let's do it.
That is I Am a Mighty Money Magnet. I love that one.
Oh, I love that one. Okay, do the countdown, Benny.
The Mighty Money Magnet.
On the count of?
Three.
You look, Sue's already taken over.
Oh, what, you want me to do it? Okay.
Go ahead.
You want to do it 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1?
You do whatever you wish.
Oh, okay. We're going to do 1, 2, 3.
All right.
1, 2, 3. I'm a
mighty money magnet.
I'm a mighty money magnet.
There you go.
Julie, you nailed this.
She already got it. We're stumbling over what she nailed.
She is so a mighty money magnet. You
I
are
am
so
mighty
on.
Money magnet.
Thank you.
I am. Did you hear that? Oh, that was bold. I am.
I am a mighty money magnet.
There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you both.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Good luck
bye-bye.
To you.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Powerful.
That was fun.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, I need a nap.
Like you just ate some turkey during Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. Who do we
have? Let's bring on Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Well, welcome to the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I've been listening to you guys for a little while, and I would love to know my angel.
All right.
Another longtime listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
All right. The Loretta, who's the angel of new enterprise, is the one that I feel very important to you. So you're getting into something new. You're starting a new endeavor. Even a new level of thinking in life is coming to you very quickly, they're telling me. And then you have Eileen, who's the angel of happiness, and she spells it E-I-L-E-E-N. Mm-hmm. That's the angel of happiness for joy and contentment. And that's going to come along with this new enterprise idea.
All right.
And Raphael is your archangel, and that's healing and compassion.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, what are they saying I'm supposed to be doing next in my life?
Do you have any ideas? Do you have something in your mind already you'd like to do but haven't tried yet?
Well, I'm kind of looking into the healing arts a little bit.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. That direction. Just go.
That's it. Just go. Because go with what your heart says. Go with what feels right. You're very talented, they tell me, and the very was strong coming through.
Oh, that's nice
so
to hear.
Go use your talent.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, like we say here, just do it.
Just do it. Okay, be brave. Get out there. Okay.
You are already brave, actually. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, good.
I'm hearing you have everything you need right now.
Well, I love you, Pat.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You have such great listeners.
I love this listening
audience.
Oh, it's
wonderful.
I love this. I come here every day at 11. Well, actually, come a little bit before, but I'm here 11 to noon. I love this. I look forward to coming here. Each and every listener is looking for information, cues from the universe on how they can live their dream.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet them exactly where they are. There is no judgment. And that's what you bring to this show every Monday, Sue. You meet each person exactly where they are without judgment. And we're uplifting and inspiring. And you know what happens? They do that to each other. That's what I love. I get so inspired at the end of this show. I don't know what to do with it. Well, I do. All right.
We spread it around. We just keep spreading it around.
We do.
You know, and giving them more.
Well, you know, let's take a minute before we take our next caller and just talk a little bit how you're going to spread it around. You're going to Atlanta.
Oh yes. I was honored to be asked to come down to Atlanta and do a presentation at a workshop that's down there. It's called Spiritually Yours, and it's going to be an all-day workshop, and I'm going to be like the keynote speaker to kick it off in the morning, and we're going to talk about how women can work with their families and their home and discipline and education, and the funds are going to a homeless shelter for women.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
fabulous.
I'm just thrilled to do that.
And you also shared that you're not going to miss a Monday show with
us. Oh, that's right. And I was also telling Pat that I'm going to drive all night so that I can be back in time to do the show on Monday, because I have a workshop I'm doing at a chiropractor's office, and I won't be done until 4 in the afternoon, and then I'll have to drive until about 5 in the morning to mm-hmm. get back in time to do the show.
Dedication.
Oh, we love you, Sue.
I love the show.
She's
all over it.
All right. Thank you. We have our next caller. We have Margaretta. Is that right? Hi, Margaretta.
Hello.
Did I say that right?
It's Margarita.
Margarita.
As
ooh, it sounds like a drink to me.
Yeah, just like that.
Should
that's
be true. Easy.
Uh-huh. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Have you received your angels from Sue yet?
No, ma'am. That's what I'm calling for.
Oh, you? We got it.
Did she say she had tried to call before?
Nope. She's,
oh, she has not. Yeah. Okay. Well, the first one I hear is Evelyn, and that's the angel of manifesting. And that works with prosperity, certainly what we're talking about today, and personal growth, and also wealth. So you've got a great angel there. And then Robert, who's the angel of balance, and that works with stability, equilibrium, peace of mind. And then the next one is Raphael, mm-hmm. healing and compassion and brotherhood. And what they're telling me about you is you just have like a flower in your heart. I mean, they're showing me this beautiful opening blossom. So you have more petals to open and just keep moving through life with a smile on your face is what they're saying.
Wow. How does that sound to you, Margarita?
You know, it sounds right.
Oh, good.
It sounds right.
Do you have a specific question?
Well, yeah, I'd like to know if I'm going to make a move out of the state that I'm in right now, because I'll be losing my job in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know if there is anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll give her a gift certificate
so
that we can help her out further.
Yes.
But did you ask if you were going to be moving out of the state? Was that your question?
Yeah, will I be moving out of this state?
You're in the state of Washington now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I feel yes, but I also feel it's your choice. I feel like you don't have to move out of the state. There's an opportunity opening, though. That's what's important. So we'll talk about that off the air.
Oh, that's great. Margarita, would you please stay on the line? Thank you so much for calling.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
And Linda will get some information from you.
Okay.
And we do have a line open. And I want to take Kathy's email next. Sue, I have a question from Kathy from Arkansas. And Kathy she listens each week, and she has a question. She says, could you please ask Sue Storm to ask my angels if I choose to continue my studies in the reconnection healing, would this be a good thing for me to do? And would I do good in this kind of healing work financially? And that's... friend in Arkansas, Kathy.
Okay, and what kind of healing was it? Reconstruction?
It says reconnection healing.
A reconnection healing. I guess. I mean, I was just kind of listening, and they came through with a big yes.
And also yes to do well financially.
Yes, absolutely.
It sounds like, and I get this from Kathy, she listens and sends emails, that this is work that you love, Kathy.
Well, what I'm hearing is she has a little niche that's been sort of carved out for her, and it's her specialty, it's her unique qualities that make that so good, and this is her niche. So she's going to be right on target.
Okay, so follow her heart and just implement whatever that is that calls to her in terms of that niche and rock and roll.
Right.
Okay.
And I think the success book, the Angel First Aid Rx for Success, would be good because it's about how to find your life's purpose and be successful at it. So
yes.
I think that's something that might help her.
Why don't you let everyone know, Sue, your website and your 800 number so people can buy the book and do whatever it is that they would love to do with you. And they can have all of that information from your website.
Certainly. It's 800-323-1790. To talk to me personally and maybe even do a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And my website is theangellady.net.
Wow. Yes. Today's theme is prosperity. We have one caller on the line. We have lines open. I would like to invite you, if you have a question, statement about prosperity, or share a story, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or...
I was going to see if you can do it without looking at it.
I could do it. What? No.
I'll take the card away from you.
1-888-298-5569.
That was easy.
1-888-298-5569. Or I know some of you are on the internet, and I really apologize for not giving this out sooner. You can email me right now at live@crustbusting.com. If you want to know more about crust busting, www.crustbusting.com.
Let's go to Linda. Linda, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
I need to know my son's angels.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Who's your son?
What's your son's name?
His name is Rob. Robert?
Robert?
Yes.
It? Okay. All right. Well, the first one I hear is Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources, and that's going to help him bring more prosperity into his life. And it feels like there's a couple of missing pieces around him that
yes.
need to be solidified, is what they're saying. And Lucian is the angel you can talk to help him out.
Good.
And then also Robert, the angel of balance, so that we can keep him stable and balanced, is the other angel. And your archangel, or the archangel for your son, is Michael, guidance, protection. And he certainly needs that. I'm not sure why, but he needs guidance, protection, divine justice. He needs all the things that Michael can do for him.
Yes.
Wow. How does that sound to you?
That's wonderful.
Does that resonate with you
yes.
in terms of your son?
Yes,
okay.
Very much.
Do you have a specific question?
Well, is there some way I can help him? Can the angels...
A way that
angels?
He can help him?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know what? Just talk to his angels. Ask the angels that I just gave you to be with him, to help him. Another thing that I've tried several times that it works very well is just say, I bless the situation. I bless, or God bless the situation,
mm-hmm.
or angels bless the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And just send blessings to the situation. And for some reason, that situation starts to turn around.
Wonderful.
Yes, it does.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thank you
good.
So much.
So
thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's talk to Teresa. Teresa, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. I have a quick question.
All right.
We have a quick answer.
For the angels.
All right.
Do I continue with my drum set or hand drum?
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about the drumming.
I'm learning how to play both, and mm-hmm. I was wondering which one should I focus on more right now.
Can you repeat what the two options were?
The drum set, which is, when you say a drum set, it's like a full...
A drum kit, right.
A drum kit, or do you do...
Or hand drum.
Or the hand drum.
Well, the hand drum seems to resonate more. The angels are just kind of nodding their heads here, so hand drum wins out.
I got that too, Sue.
Oh,
good.
Well.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, we're right on the same page here.
Yeah. Now, tell us what you do with the drums, if you don't mind.
I do drum circles with the hand drum.
And where do you do them? How can we sign up for this?
I do them at the Center for Spiritual Living in Tacoma on the second Saturday of each month at 11 o'clock.
Okay. Is there a website that people can go to find out about this?
Yeah, the Center for Spiritual Living in Tacoma.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we can do that? So any one of us can come down and drum with you?
Definitely.
What happens if I don't have a drum?
There will be there one waiting for you.
Ooh, Benny.
This is definitely part of your life's purpose. It's something you've done in other lifetimes. It's something you're going to, just flourish with this time, too.
Great.
Okay, so there's going to be a drum down there with my name on it.
That's right.
I wish I lived closer. I would come.
I know. Oh, I love that. Any other questions? Teresa, are you good?
Will I flourish with that financially?
You know, it's not going to be as great as you'd like in the beginning, they're telling me. But yes, as your reputation builds because you're so good at it, it'll start to get better.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, boy, I'm breaking. I've had a hot flash.
Uh-oh. Don't get it too much of a hot flash. We're going to Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, have you had your angels yet?
No. And I just would like to know who my angels are.
All righty.
Okay, great. Well, Caroline is the first one that I hear. And that's the angel of positive thinking. And certainly you're very positive with your thoughts and ideas. And Joseph is the angel of joy, and he sends out blessings of ecstasy and bliss. How can you beat that? Positive thinking, ecstasy, and bliss.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't get better than that, can you?
No, it can't.
And your archangel is Raphael, healing, compassion, and brotherhood. And what they're telling me is that you're very generous, that you love who you are and what you do, and you're just very generous with your time and energy.
Sounds wonderful.
Do you have a specific question?
Yes, I would like to know how to bring more prosperity into my business that I love doing. I just wish it were more prosperous.
And what is it?
I'm a healer.
You're a healer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, what I hear is you need a new twist. You need some new advertising. They're telling me some new brochures, new advertising material, but also just a little twist.
Okay.
And maybe we should give her a gift certificate and the angels can help her figure out what that is.
Yes. And also, let me ask you, what kind of healing do you do?
I'm in the massage business.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to go more into the energy healing.
Okay. Well, so, I'll tell you what. Let's hook you up with Sue Storm. And let me also ask you to consider coming on the show for 15, 20 minutes and tell people what you do.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
I would love to.
All right, great. Why don't you hold on and Linda will get that information.
Okay.
We'll get this out.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I think we have Ann.
Yep.
Hi, Ann.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Have you had your angels?
No, I don't know my angels. I would like to know them.
All right.
Okay, well, the first one I hear, are you into taking care of animals? Do you love animals?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I have a pug that is an invalid right now.
Oh, okay.
And so she's in a wheelchair, so we're taking care of her.
Wow.
You communicate to animals? I'd like to be able to communicate to her, boy.
Okay, well, for some reason, I feel like animals are something that either you're going to work with or already are doing. And that's Thomas, the angel of animal care, is one of your angels.
Oh.
And Rachel is the angel of inspiration, and you're very inspiring in many ways. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages, arts, communication. So interesting, you'd like to talk to them, and communication is one of your archangels.
Mm.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I have a question too. My daughter is she's growing spiritually, and it's been a little hard for my husband to understand because she claims she's a healer. She's in a master's program in body, mind, and spirit right now, and I was just wondering how I could support her.
You know what? Just be there.
Mm.
Just be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mira, Mirra. Is the angel of the healing arts.
Mm-hmm.
Ask that angel to be with her and support her because she is phenomenal.
Oh,
I mean, that's the word they're using.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing, and she's very good at it.
Wow. How does that sound, Ann?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Good.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you, and thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I have a question. I have an email from Bobby, and here it goes, Sue. It says, I'm in the process of following my guidance and pursuing a position in higher education. I think the process that I'm currently following has been shown to me in my dreams. What else can I do to speed it up? So it sounds like Bobby's getting a vision in her dreams. What can she do to speed it up?
Right. Well, Jacob is the angel of education, and certainly that would be the right angel. And then I would just suggest the molecules.
Yeah, the molecules.
You know, asking the molecules to move faster to
exactly.
speed it up.
All right. Well, Bobby, I hope that helps. And
that concludes another day.
Yeah, and Woo! Send me another email, and we'll try to follow up with Sue offline, meaning after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Sue, thank you so much for joining
the show
today.
It was a lot of fun.
Today.
I really enjoy it.
Oh, it's just fabulous. You're pretty awesome. And I'll have to talk to you about my prosperity thing offline.
Okay.
Because we're almost out of time, and I definitely want to hear what the angels have to say about something very specific.
That's right.
Now, stay tuned tomorrow. we have Dr. Virginia Stevens with us tomorrow. And again, it's one-on-one day with me, Dr. Pat. And we're going to be talking about a number of different procedures for non-invasive facelift kinds of things.
And works.
Boy, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, it's all
non-invasive.
Over. I want to thank real fast Mary, Debbie, Kat, Megan, Diane, Julie, Chris, Margarita, Linda, Teresa, Rosemary, and of course, Anne. And our few emails, Bobby and Kat.
Yeah, and thank you, Sue
Arkansas.
Storm.
Yes.
We love you, Sue.
We love you, baby.
Have a great day.
Let's go out and I can be seen.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is your alternative talk station, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.